This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Housing prices are up in North Texas, and you would think that would slow things down a little, but the supply can barely keep up with the demand. Steve Brown reports on real estate for the Dallas Morning News, and he joins me to talk about the price of finding a home in DFW. Steve Brown, thanks for joining me.
Sure, glad to do it.
What's the state of housing prices?
Housing prices year over year, this is the price of actual stuff sold by real estate agents, are up about 10-11%. They're not at a record high of about $230,000 for a median price. But you're really hard-pressed to find houses in that price range. There's really not much available under, say, $300,000. And the reason being is that you do have so many young people that have wanted to buy while interest rates were low. But complicating that, you have all these investors that have come in and bought up all these moderate-priced houses to turn them into rent houses. So there's just not very much for sale. So that's what's made the home prices go up even faster than the apartments. At least we're building a lot of apartments, but we're not building nearly as many homes as we are apartments.
In one of your latest reports, you note that Dallas bucks the national trend, and that it's cheaper to rent a home instead of buy. What? How does that work?
So an average apartment is just over $1,000. Well, to buy a mid-priced home, by the time you factor in the insurance and the property taxes, then you're getting up $1,500-$1,600 a month. So only a third of the country right now is it cheaper to rent than buy, because housing prices in a lot of areas of the country are still depressed since the recession and have not recovered like they have here. So there's still bargains out there. There's still some bargains here, but there's not nearly the bargains here in a lot of places like, say, Arizona, Nevada, Florida, where they suffered huge crashes of housing during the recession, and they've not caught back up yet.
I feel like I want to ask you, what are the housing hotspots in North Texas? Which areas are seeing the biggest increases in sales prices other than, say, Highland Park? Are there any surprise areas?
Oh, no. It's what you would think. Frisco, Plano. We've got so much new employment going up north that's driving home prices in Frisco, Plano, McKinney, Allen, all those kind of markets. You move over to the mid-cities, South Lake, Colleyville, those kind of places.
Now with all these home sale prices going up, with rent going up, is there concern that they're going up too fast and there could be a bubble of sorts?
No one wants to use the B word. There is concern because home prices and apartment rents in Dallas-Fort Worth are growing at a mini multiple of wage increases, and have done so for the last few years. We were sort of underpriced to begin with, so there was some running room there. But you can't just keep increasing the price of a commodity of housing faster than the ability of people to pay for it. So a lot of analysts and even the builders themselves recognize that, yeah, this has worked for a while, but we can't keep growing the price of stuff faster than people's ability to pay for it. And there is a lot of discussion about that and worry about that. It's just right now nobody's willing to do anything about it because the demand is so strong.
Steve Brown is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.